Food service workers at Trent University have reached a tentative agreement with their employer, Compass Group Canada, after months of labor negotiations. Trent's food service workers are represented by the union QP3205, and since their previous contract expired in September of 2024, they have been advocating for fair wages, benefits, and job security before they renew their contract. The union filed for conciliation in December, and that took place on Wednesday, January 29th. So CFFF met with QP3205 President Kim Stevens.
So on the Wednesday, we met with the employer, and after going back and forth for a good part of the day, in the evening, we came to a tentative agreement. So now, next Friday, February the 7th, we will be taking a ratification vote for our members to come in to agree or to disagree to this contract. I'm feeling very positive about it. I think we got a good deal.
Stevens spoke with Trent Radio in the weeks leading up to this conciliation, talking about what would have happened if the workers were to go on strike. And although it now seems that won't be happening, Stevens believes there might still be a change on campus.
I'm not sure anything will be different in the cafeteria. I think people's moods will probably be better. The morale will be higher. Just happier, happier workforce. Mm-hmm.
Throughout January, QP3205 was vocal and public about their labor negotiations, tabling in different locations across Trent's campus and speaking to students. Stevens feels this helped achieve this week's labor agreement.
I would just like to thank everyone for all the support that we received from the campus. It was fantastic. It really helped us in this bargaining. And I'm so appreciative of everybody's, you know, coming out to support us. So yeah, a big thank you to the campus and everyone who came out.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.